Selecting seed varieties with top yield potential is the goal of every farmer. But for those growing wheat, they need to factor in protein as another consideration. Technical Products Manager Grant Mehring with Westbred Wheat states, protein plays a key role in the price paid at the elevator. For spring wheat, 14% protein is the threshold where potential premiums or discounts begin. Mehring explains yield impacts protein with an inverse relationship, as generally the higher the yield, the lower the protein.
However, there are many spring wheat varieties that make more protein for the same amount of bushels than other varieties. And those are the types of ones that I like to choose. If you look at the available varieties out there, you can plot them out on kind of a scatter plot, if you will, and you can find varieties that bring more protein for the available yield that is there.
Farmers can also manage for protein with nitrogen. Mehring states nitrogen applied at or before planting is primarily targeted for yield, with the leftovers going to support protein development. But nitrogen applied in season can potentially boost protein.
If we think we have a high yield year and we'd like to target protein because we might be low on protein due to that high yield, there's some tools we can use. And one of the easiest tools is post-amphesis nitrogen. It's 30 pounds of nitrogen, 10 gallons of water, 10 gallons of UAN, or you could use a urea solution sprayed on post-amphesis, and you can get about 0.5% to 1%.
South Dakota farmers can monitor protein levels being harvested in the Central Plains to gauge whether protein premiums might be available. Most years having enough time to apply additional nitrogen to their spring wheat to achieve a boost in protein levels. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.